Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, Pretoria, the N1 northbound from the N4 Imalahleni Highway up towards Stormfull, very, very slow at the moment. And those R21 roadworks north and south of Olifantsfontein are being extra spicy today.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has pledged to take decisive action against the construction mafia, whose violent activities have disrupted projects and endangered lives. He announced plans for a national summit to develop a strategy to resource safety and at construction sites, adding law and order is essential for attracting investment. To the northwest now, where police say they're aware of an alleged mining accident at an illegal operation in the Tlatlahanyani area near Rustenburg. It's alleged two illegal miners became trapped following a rock fall in the area earlier this week. And a Namibian man was given a 15-year prison sentence for causing the deaths of six people in a crash almost 10 years ago. In June, Jandre Dipenaar became the first person in the country to be convicted of murder after a car accident. The regional court in Swakopmund also found he didn't have a valid driver's license. I'm Chanel Tatemba. I'll be back with more news at 5.
We start off with some football news. Real Madrid midfielder Jude Bellingham is said to miss out on a month's worth of football, according to Spanish media reports, after suffering a calf injury earlier today. Bellingham will miss La Liga games against Real Valladolid, Las Palmas and also Real Betis, as well as England's National League matches against the Republic of Ireland and Finland in September as well. In rugby news, prop Ethan de Groot has been ruled out of New Zealand's rugby championship matches against South Africa. The All Blacks said this earlier today, adding to the team's injury woes. And Barcelona coach Hans Flick, well, he says he's hopeful that Dani Olmo can make his debut for the club tomorrow against Athletic Bilbao. The playmaker signed from RB Leipzig this summer, but has not yet been registered with La Liga because of the Catalan Giants' financial difficulties. Barcelona did allow midfielder Ike Gundogan to rejoin Manchester City earlier today, which will give them enough room to register Olmo. And of course, there is some cricket action on the go at the moment, with two test matches happening. England against Sri Lanka is the one happening in Manchester, where the Sri Lankans making 236 in the first innings. England in response made 358, and the Sri Lankans at the moment trail by 39 runs. They're on 83 for 3, with Angelo Matthews and De Silva still at the crease at the moment. And in the other test match, Pakistan yesterday, they declared on 448 for 6. Bangladesh at stumps were 316 for 5. So big scores there in their test match. Looks like it's going to peter out to a draw. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
More music you love on The Drive with Robin Roz. Sign up now at superbets.co.za and get 100 free spins. Bet, spin, play, win. T's and C's apply. Superbets promotes responsible gaming. 18 plus only. National Problem Gaming Hotline, 0800-006-008.
I heard you were out with your boyfriend. He's so buff, I bet that he's stupid. I'm a mess, you know how to use it. You got me stuck in my head. I'm not ready for love, I'm falling down.